Sagt die Gemara, darf man mit Dalet und mit Beis on the top. Omer Rav Yitzchok Ba'avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Yitzchok Ba'avdimi said in the name of Rabbeinu. Ala Be'ya Val Mine Kufro. On eggs and different types of Mine Boser. Different meats. B'tchil Mavor Shahakol. The Brocha Yerishon, you make a Shahakol Nibidvore. This doesn't grow from the ground. So you make a Shahakol. V'le B'soif, and the Brocha you make at the end, is Boger Nefosh as Rabbeis. Aval, Yarko, but on vegetables, loy. So Rashi, what does loy mean? Loy tzoch levguchi acheho. You don't make a brocha afterwards. Of course, you make a brocha beforehand, because also land is more lemazah b'loy brocha. But brocha afterwards, pashas, it's not choshev enough to require a brocha achroina. V'gab Yitzchak omar, afilu yarko. Even vegetables, you make a brocha afterwards. Aval maya, when it comes to drinking mere water, loy, that does not require a brocha afterwards. V'gab popo omar, the third sheet is, v'afilu maya, that no, even water requires a brocha afterwards. Mazutra Ovid Rav Yitzchak Ba'avdimi. Mazutra did like Rav Yitzchak Ba'avdimi that said that on vegetables, yakaloi, you do not make a brocha afterwards. But Rav Simi Barashi, Ovid Rav Yitzchak. He did like Rav Yitzchak that even on yarka, you make a brocha afterwards. V'simonech, how do you going to remember who said what? Chad ketrei v'trei kechad. The man that Omer had only his name, Mazutra, not his father's name, Ovid ketrei. He did like Rav Yitzchak Ba'avdimi, who had two names, his father and his name. V'trei, and the one that's mentioned two names, Rav Simi Barashi, is kechad. He does like the man Omar that only one generation was mentioned. Like he did like Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak said that even on Yarki you make. So Rav Simi Barashi Oved Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Simi Barashi is trei, is kechad. Now the pashta is the reason why the machlokes amroim over here is, do you make only on Baruch Nefosh on something more choshev, like eggs and meat, not on vegetables, also on vegetables, not on water, also on water. So Pashas is the Vart Nechshivas. The Goyin in Bira Gron Rei Zayin says that the Machlokes is, Rabbi Yitzchak Ba'avdimi, that held, you don't make on Yarka, he holds that you only make on the Baruch Nefoshes, on things that come from a Nefesh. Eggs, meat, they come from a Nefesh. Yarek doesn't. Masha Enk and other Amiroim learn that Baruch Nefoshes is not requirement is not the nefesh is not going on that. Nefesh is going on the people that are being nana, on us nefeshes. We are and nefeshes rabbis v'chesroinim our lack our loss. Like Tosfos Daf Lamed Zayin explains. So it's a machlokes is how you learn up the nefeshes, and that's why they marbe even yerek and even mayim. Now zok the gemara weiter. Omer Ravashi ano zimne dochi medalkeno. Avidne kekula. Rav Ashi says, "Ano zimne dechimet kano." When I remember, avidne kekula. I do like all of them. I do like all of them. What does it mean? Like, I do like all of them. I do even like a papa shita that says that even on Maya you make a boy nefoshes. Zok the Gemara Tanahan, and that's what we pass Kentucky. Zok Toisus on the top. V'chein onu noyagin. We do kekula, meaning we make a boy nefoshes on Mayim. K'Rav Ashi. The mevarchinon bosa mayo bosa yalka bo nefashas rabbis you make on everything bo nefashas rabbis. Zok di gemara tnan kol she tom brocha lachov whatever needs a brocha afterwards tom brocha lefonim needs a brocha beforehand ve yeshet tom brocha lefonim there's certain things that need a brocha beforehand vein tom brocha lachov but do not require a brocha afterwards. So zok di gemara nara cheshmen bishleim el rav Yitzchak Ba'avdimi that said that you do not make a bracha afterwards on Yerokas. So lafuke Yarko, it's coming to exclude the case of which case of Yarko, Yerek. Yesh etom bracha lefonav, ein tom bracha leachav is going on Yerek. Look at Yitzchak that says that you make on Yerek, but you don't make on water. So lafuke maya, bracha lefonav, but not leachav is going on water. Elel rab papa that says that afilu maya, you make a bracha afterwards. So may, what does it mean? Kol shetom bracha lefonav, what's it going on? If water requires a brochel achrov and yerek and bayev kufra, so what is left out? So tomorrow lafuke mitzvahs we perform, we make a brochel beforehand because of mitzvahs, we don't make a brochel afterwards. Frek the gemara v'lebnei marove in Eretz Yisrael, the boss and the mesalka tefilayu when they remove their tefillin, mevarchin make a brochel asher kitzonu mitzvahs mitzvanu lishmar chukov, so they make a brochel afterwards. So, which mitzvah is coming? Lafuke? Lafuke mai? So, Gemara, lafuke rechna. Rechna means when you make a bracha, like we said, on Bari Mine Bissomim, Bari Atze Bissomim, Bari Asve Bissomim, different brachas of Reach. So, those you don't make a bracha afterwards. And there's a, in the Taz brings, in Simresh Tezayin, what's the reason you don't make a bracha afterwards? So the Taz says because it doesn't have a hano like regular food items where the hano remains, you remain satiated somewhat in your stomach. When you smell something, it's instant gratification. Afterwards, there's no hano whatsoever. So it's not like food where there's some type of, being the cold boy, there's some type of hano when you have, when you eat food. Basheinkin over here, there's no hano afterwards. So Mele Rechna is different. Others say the reason is because it's pachs mikashir. What's no bracha achrani? You need a shear. You need a ravias for mashka. You need a kazayis for oichel. Whatever the shear is, reich is missing that shear. The eba mamoshes kol v'mavrech eba mishum emishum meila. So there's no real mamoshes. So there's lacking in the shear. Others say because it's nisakel. We know another halacha by bracha achrani is it has to be before it's nisakel. After nisakel, after it's totally consumed and it's nisakel in the stomach, then there's no bracha achrani. Here it's already past that, it's passé as soon as you finish smelling. So that's why Reicha doesn't have a bracha.
This Mishnah is not from brachas, right? The Sinan over here.
Which one? Remind me. Kol shetom bracha l'achav. It's a nida, correct.
To me, that would have been the better answer.
Correct. Why did the Gemara first say Lafu? The truth is, Tosis has a similar question, and a little different. We'll see Tosis in a second.
It's not a brachos mishnah, so I don't know if that's really a question.
But what about all the other mitzvahs? We have to jump to Rechna. He's saying Rech is the gate of brachos.
Yes.
But even in Rabbonon, in Bnei Bagova, you find one mitzvah, you make a brach afterwards. What about all the other mitzvahs? So you found tefillin, okay. What about tzitzis? Once you're in mitzvahs, why are you jumping to something else?
Let's see Tosis.
Zok Tosis. They make the bracha of Lishma Chukov. We don't make the Bnei Magovas. They commit bracha. The Dafkel Didhu by them. Show you Dal Kum Lesal Kum Belaylo. Since they were filmed the whole day and they removed it at night, so Shaykh Bracha. Shaykh Lishma Chukov. I'm removing now what I wore the whole day to be Lishma Chukov. Kirchsiv. V'shomalta Zachukah Azes Lebaydem Yomi Yomimo. Going on tefillin. We don't wear the tefillin the whole day anyways. After half a day, midday, we take it off. Even if we remove it at night. It's not a chuk by us. But we hold, and we yom yomima, let's come and exclude night. So shaykh brocha the chukah. Aval anan the kanon lailas mantfilin. Laila is mantfilin. Vanan misimin aposuk v'shmat the chukah bePesach. So mashen on a minichan osim b'laila bnei shema yafiach ben. Beetzem we might hold lailas mantfilin, but it's only shema yafiach we don't wear at night. So it's not shaykh the brocha of lishma chukah. Afilu namtin l'salkanat laila. Even if you wait to remove it till shkia, loy mevachinon. The Shabbos v'yontiv lads matfilin. We agree that Shabbos v'yontiv is lads matfilin, so the brach should be applicable every erev Shabbos. Afiloch eloim v'achinon. They dafkli they do the sfir luchuk or koy atfilin v'achinon. V'teida shere inu nami loim v'orchin el atfilin. Oh, even them they would only make the brach on tfilin luchudei b'shum dechsiba chuko. It's going on tfilin. Aval hashar mitzvahs going tzitzis v'lula v'suka loim v'achin. They would not make a brach either. So fekta is a kasha, the kasha that have a motzi l'shnuye hochi lafuke shal mitzvahs afilu b'nei magova. Tosis has a bomb kasha. Tosis is mitzayin on the side. Mitzayin Tosis in other places answers kasha. But Tosis kasha over here is that you're asking a different kasha. If it's a mishnah in brachas, why don't you ask on Rechna? That's a very good kasha. So it's a mishnah nida. So that's atzashver because it makes more sense to ask on brachas alein. But once we ask on mitzvahs, so why once we drop tefillin because by them they can't be like fukei tefillin because they make a bracha. So what about other mitzvahs? Tzitzis they don't make a bracha afterwards. Other mitzvahs
they don't.
Because one mitzvah has a bracha. What about let it be lafuke other mitzvahs? Al kapanim the gemara's maskon is Rechna, and Rechna we said is either it doesn't have a shear or it's nisachel. Or you don't have a sphere like you have when you eat food in your stomach, so you don't have that same sphere. Zok di gemara om rab yanayim om rav kol shu kebeya beya toivim mimenu. Whatever is the size of a beya, if you're going to eat a food item, if you can eat bread, soilus, or whatever food item, lechem, or anything, that's the size of an egg, you might as well eat an egg. An egg is healthier. The size of an egg is healthier than any other food item, maybe except for meat, we'll see soon. It's healthier to eat an egg. Zok mok yos rav noma tove beya megugulto. An egg that's megulgutah, so Rashi tzluya lacha v'raka shesof v'noisay. It's a lacha dekatzluya v'sof. You burn it a little, but not too much. So that's a megulgelis. Is better than what Tava beya magulgoto mishita kaisi sultaho. From six kaisis, Zogdrashi midos machzikos lug. Then six lug of sulta, of soilus. So an egg magulgos is better than six lug of soilus. Kios ravdimi omar, tava bayas magulgoto mishita. A egg that is magulgoto is better than six, like we just finished saying now. That's if it's megulgato. But matfisa, but if the egg is not megulgato, but rather matfisa zogdrashi, sluya kosher, not sluya lacha, but sluya kosher, heavily roasted, then it's me'aba kaisa. Then it's better than four of these measurements, kaisa or midos, than a machzegalug of soilus. Mevusholto, when the egg is cooked in water, zogdrashi b'mayim, then kol shikabeya be'etav yimeno, then anything the size of an egg, the volume of an egg is better. And zogdrashi, and on that Rabbi Yana was going. So the mal levar mi bisit is one exception. An exception is meat. Meat is also pretty healthy or pretty good or nutritious or whatever the mila is. Eggs and meat. Sounds like cholesterol, but if you eat that, and then vice versa, the Gemara is saying this is the sheer kebeya of these things are good. Zog the Gemara, Reb Akiva omal afilu ochas shlak. Even if you make Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, you make a birchas hamazon, gimel brachas, even on shelak, even on a vegetable or a cooked vegetable, shlokos or shlak. Zok gemara umika midi dav shlak mezayna. How could you make a birchas hamazon on something that's not satiating? What's v'chalta v'svata v'rachta? How is shlak mezayna? Omer Rav Ashi beklach shel kuv shonu. We're talking about the stalk of cabbage that's not satiating. Toner rabbanon. Tchoil. Now Gemara is going to talk about different healthy food items. Tchoil. Tchoil is a spleen. It's yofel l'shnayim. It's good for the teeth. V'kosher l'bnei mayim. And it's not healthy for your stomach. Not good for your stomach. Kishin, which is leek. Kosher l'shnayim. It's not good for your teeth. V'yofel l'bnei mayim. It's good for your stomach. Kol yerek chai, moirik. Whenever you have a raw vegetable, it's moirik. It makes you green, pale, the complexion of the face. V'chol koton maktin. Gemara is going to say soon when you eat this. That it turns makes you green and pale. We call cotton makdin and anything that's not yet totally developed. So Rashi shloy golik kol tzarkoi will come on mafash kama kol tzarkoi. What's called not kol tzarkoi? 1/4 lack on development, less than 1/4. But a kapodim cotton is makdin. It's makdin the person. We call nefesh meishiv is a nefesh. Whenever you eat nefesh, like Rashi dove chai, when it's eaten sholem like dagim ktanim sardines, shegolik kol tzarkoi, eating a whole. A nefesh, a barrier, is meishiv as a nefesh. It brings back the nefesh. V'chol korev le nefesh, and anything that you're eating that's korev to the nefesh, like Rashi, ho'ichom en abeim v'mokom chiyus shalo, the place of its chiyus, the life comes out of there, which is talking about the mokom of the shechita, or at least close to the heart, the things of the chiyus, is meishiv as a nefesh. It's also meishiv as a nefesh. Kuv is cabbage, lemozoin, oh, this is the gate, what we want to bring. We just finished saying that klach is we asked the kasha klach shekluv shonu. So we wrote before we said since when is sholak is a mezoin? As the Gemara says, yes, klach shekluv. So that's what we bring over here. Zok demora v'kuv l'mozoin. A kruv is tak amazin. So we see it's amazin. V'tardin is beet juice l'refua. It's healthy. Oy l'lebay shalefes averes besoichoy. Oilo le bayis. Bayis is, seems like a home, but Rashi says bayis means keres oichol lefes. Bayis means your stomach, your stomach. Oilo le bayis to your home. Your home is your stomach. If you have a lefes, you have turnips that go through it. It's not too healthy. Zok the Gemara, not the Gemara explains this rice. Oh, my mar. Tchol yofel l'shnayim, because le b'nayim, tchol, spleen, is good for your teeth and bad for your stomach. Ma'i takante, what's the eitzah? The metik, mesaken it. Nilasei, if you chew it, so then you don't have the effect that it has in your stomach. V'nishdei, and you spit it out. Krishin, which are leek, which is kosher l'shnayim, is bad for your teeth. V'yofel l'shnayim, good for your stomach. So my tekanta, what's the eitzah? How do you eat it? Lish l'kinei, swallow it whole, so it doesn't affect your teeth. V'nivleni, so then you have no problem. After you lish l'kinei v'nivle, you cook it, zog drashi. V'kedei rahabe, so you won't have to chew. You only have to chew something which is uncooked. But if it's puree, you can swallow it without cooking it. When you eat a raw vegetable, it's moirik. It makes a person's complexion white or green, pale. We're talking about the first thing you eat in the day, the first meal, shall achar hakoza, after you bloodlet. So after you went through the surgery of bloodletting, then the first thing that you eat is taka going to cause, if it's a yerikha, it's going to cause you moirik. If you eat vegetables before 4 hours in the day, from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., also lesapir emeno, then you're not allowed to be mesapir with that person, because that person is going to have a very bad odor coming out of his mouth. My time and mishum reicha, because of the reyach haper that comes out. Also, it's a knas for this person for not being etiquette. So we say, don't speak with him. You're asking, why is it also? It's good advice. No, also. So the person shouldn't do it and be more concerned about other people's feelings when he, like this, he shouldn't put them in a situation where it's a bad reach. So it's also. You're not allowed to eat yerek chai kodem abishois. Zog drashi, she'en ez man suda. Va'reach kosher b'nei odom. You're not allowed to do something which is going to be kosher for other people. Ha'mesapri mimoi kodem achilas sha'guf reikon. When on an empty stomach, it's also. You're not allowed to do things that are going to affect and harm other people unpleasantly. Yeah, because here it's on the person. Here the first way, I think some of Farshim explained, it's an usher, so it's like a knas for that person because he did it. So that's why he gets the punishment that people won't speak to him. Zog di gemara, v'om rabbi tzik osel odem shiecha al yerek chai kodem abishois. Ameima umazutra v'ravashi avayas v'aisu kamar yerek chai. They sat and they brought yerek chai kodem abishois. It was the first thing in the morning before abishois. Ameima ravashi ochel they ate umazutra lo yochel. Omrulei. My dieter, so they told, turned to Mazut and said, why are you not eating it? The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak al Oichel Yerek Koidem Abishois also l'sapir emeno is because you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak that says you're not allowed to be misapir emeno. So mishum recha v'anon the kachlino, and we do eat v'kom mishta yisabadon. Are you talking with us? If you're not allowed also l'sapir, why are you talking with us? Omalu anok idech Rabbi Yitzchak svile. I hold like the other Rabbi Yitzchak. The other Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Domer Rabbi Yitzchak osel adam shiyoychal yerek chai kodem shoyis." It's forbidden on the person to do, but it's not forbidden on the other people to talk to the person that did eat. So it's talking this to Rabbi Yitzchak. There's one Rabbi Yitzchak that says it's also on the person to speak with someone that ate yerek chai, and it's another iser and also for a person to eat it. So I myself don't eat it because I hold like the idech Rabbi Yitzchak, but I don't hold the other Rabbi Yitzchak that says that it's also l'saper with the person that ate. So that's. I'm conversing with you. So it's talking to Rabbi Yitzchak.
I thought
there were two different dinim on that. I thought it was one on top of him. I thought both halachas are true. So you're saying that it's one Rabbi Yitzchak. He holds like this part of Rabbi Yitzchak and not like the other Rabbi
Yitzchak. The Gemara brought it down as like an ikadamri, like it was two different Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm saying I read the Gemara that was just two different halachas Rabbi Yitzchak said. They weren't mutually exclusive. He's learning that they're either one or the other.
That's how he learned. He learned, I hold, he's independent. He holds of one Rabbi Yitzchak. Of course. He holds like Idach Rabbi Yitzchak. I do not hold of the Rabbi Yitzchak that also the Saper. I hold of the Rabbi Yitzchak that also Lechol. So Mela, I don't eat, but I do converse.
I think these are the same three people that went to that. You know that famous Gemara in El Metzias? The Borsuki, the Orchard.
Zog de Gemara Vaita, Kol Koton Maktin. He said that anything that's not totally developed yet is makt in the person. Even a gdi, that's a bazuza. Even a kloima shemen v'toiv sheshov azuz. Even a shomen, a gdi bazuzia. It's a cotton that's makt in. V'le'emorin el de les be river. Only if it did not have rivers. Zogdash shalagol ad revi'ah shaloi. Etle, revi'ah shal ayel, gdi, kide revi'ah shal soyer. Godel, the chen kol dover, it did not develop a fourth of that counterpart, so to speak, of a tle of an aisle. Aval isbe riva les lembo. Zog mal kol nefesh, meshev nefesh, omra papa vafule gildeno, even gildeno de vegili. Zog drashi dagim ktanem oid, umetsuim ben akonim ba'agam, like sardines and small little fish. Aval dag kotin mimin dag godel, veloi godel roiva azeu kotin mimakin. Mashenken a fish that's not yet developed from a bit larger fish, a small salmon, that's not yet the right, that's not what we're referring to. We're talking about the full development is a small fish. Zog the Moga, that's a cotton that's makti. That's a meshiv nefesh. Afilu, kol nefesh, meshiv nefesh. Afilu gilden de vegila. Kol akov le nefesh, somebody close to the nefesh, meshiv nefesh. Omega vacha by Yankov, unko. Unko is Zog Rashi, the neck, tzavor. the makom the base hashchita. Omer le Rav le Shammai ki maisel li umtza. When you bring me umtza the bisra, when you bring me raw meat, they used to eat raw meat. Torach va'aisli meched mekav le beboruch. Bring me to the area, the part that's close where we made the bracha bech hashchita, which is the neck. Zog the Gemara kuv cabbage is lamozin v'tardin. Tardin we said is beets lefua. Kuv lamozin is mashmal lamozin in refua loy, not for refua. But Tanya we learned shisha dvorim rapanis achayla michoya, six things heal a person. Urufos and refua ve'eloen, and these are the things kuv. So we see clearly kuv is refua too, not just mozin. V'tardin, Tanya we said is what's it called? Is beets umei sisin, mei sisin zagrashi tafshir shalpulio. I don't know if you have to have an article to know what that means exactly. A season, a different type of dish. Dvash, which is honey. V'keva, keva is the stomach. V'heres, so drashi shavlad noitzaboy, which is the womb. V'yoseres hakoved, which is an extra liver. Tapsho, the kavda, shakogin ivrish, which is the extra liver. So that extra part of the liver, I guess an extra area around the liver. So all these things are what? Are six things that are megapes ha'odom. So we see clearly that what's it called? That kuv is megapa, not just mezin. Ela'ema kuv af lamozin. It's also lamozin. Of course it's megapa also. Zog demara oyle lebayis shalefes averes besoichoy. Woe unto a stomach that you have lefes, which is what's it called? Turnips that go through it. Any fact the more of Omar Le Rav Lishame, Kihazita lift the shuk, when you see left in the shuk, Loy Tamil even my krach gift. Don't ask me what I broke bread, what did I eat? Of course, buy me the lefes. It's very good to eat. So we see it's good. So what do you tell me? It's something that should be avoided. If you eat it without meat, then it's kosher. But if you cook it with the meat together, so then the shemen is matish koichos, Zog Rashi, then it's good. Without water, without wine. Wine is machlashit. Because if you drink wine afterwards, then it's machlashit. It maravo mabli bosu shmuel mabli eitzim, meaning without eitzim, actually you're not sure it have. You don't cook it, overcook it, then it's taka going to be harmful. V'rabbi Yochanan mabli yayin, without wine. Omale rovel rapope sudne, rapope sudne. Rash on the side it says soid Hashem, soid is yiro shemayim, like it says soid Hashem li reyov. But the ma'aser sudne Rash says is a baal sheichat morim. He made tomar beer, date beer. So since he was very common to have beer, not wine, so how did he break up the harmful effects of turnips if you don't have the yayin afterwards? He had beer. Zog the Gemara, anon tavrinon le bebisra v'chamer. We break up the harmful effect of turnips with meat and with wine. Atun, you know, we cook it with meat, we drink wine. Afterwards, atun lenofish l'chamer. You don't have wine, you're into beer. But my tavrisalu, how do you break up the effects of the turnips? Omalei bitzivi. I have a lot of firewood. Firewood means, so then I do not have the harmful effects. I overextend and roast it. Ki hod bisu rapopa, the daughters of rapopa. Rapopa also was a beer maker. The boss of the mevashlu tavrelu betamnen ufe posaiso. After they cooked it. Oh, Rapapa, right, same thing. Rapapa was made beer. So the Gemara, the daughters of Rapapa, like the Gemara brings numerous times, the daughters of Rapapa banted Rapapa with the beer. So Bosan Mavashlu, Tavrulu Betamnan Ufa Pasai. So after they cooked it, so then they recooked it with eight Ufi Pasai. So Zakashi Kir Shall Aitzim Gdoilois Sophus Taxkderas Alefes. Eight big bundles and heaps of firewood, so they overly did it to take away the harmful effect. Zog matan rabon and dak cotton, meliach, small salty fish, pomishu memis, amalit causes harmful even death. Beshiva, 7 days after the melicha. Beshiva, also 17 days after the melicha. Ubeshiva, 27 days after the melicha. Vahamalo beshiva, 23. Vele amogan alabe matvi, velo matvi, only when it's partially cooked. Cooked and not cooked. Av b'matvi, but if it's totally cooked, shapir, then less lumbo, then there's no harmful effect on these salty fish. Zog demora v'deloy matvi, and even when it's not totally cooked, shapir le'amoron elo, v'deloy matvi shapir le'amoron elo le'amoron elo shosa basrei shicha. Even is only when you did not drink beer afterwards. Av shosa basrei shicha, less lumbo, then it doesn't have the harmful effect. Zog demora. This is a big sugi. We'll finish this till the end of the parak. Very shmak alumnus over here. If someone drinks water because he's thirsty, so then you make a shahakoni bedvogai. Zog demora lafuke mai. What is this coming to lafuke? What do you mean letzome? What's not letzome? Omagav idi baravin lafuke dafim heomed aleph leman de chankase umtza. If someone is choking on a bone and now he needs water to prevent himself from getting choked, from taking the bone out of his mouth. Quickly, give me a cup of water to swallow. So over there, it's not called Shoyis Ma'am Litzomoy, and you do not make a bracha. So the Pashas HaGemara is, water you make a bracha. But when you're choking, you're doing it because of a refu, or because of to prevent the bone from getting stuck in your throat, you don't make a bracha. The Rambam, we're talking about bracha Rishoyna. So the Rambam states, so this is the Gemara Pashas Chankatei, meaning you're not doing it Litzomoy, you're doing it to prevent yourself being choked. State in Rambam, Rambam Perkes in the bracha states, that anything that's not Litzomoy, if you're drinking water but you're not thirsty, you asked a good question. What about pills? That would fall into this category, L'chayra. You're not drinking because of thirst. You do not make a bracha. And what does it mean? So the pturish loy letzomoy. So you don't need chankasei. Chankasei is just necha timtze with not letzomoy. How do you have not letzomoy? Why, stop drinking? When it's chankasei. Now, as I state behedin adeus aliyo, the bi'alocha brings in simreish dalad zayin, v'matzozikein bebiu of adeus aliyo of the goin that says that chankasei is just a chetimtza of not letzomoy. And the bi'alocha taka says, when you drink water to be moirid mazen, just that the food should settle, or you're stuck, I need to drink something quickly to get it down, you don't make a brocha. Now, likewise, like you said, like I've been taking a pill, you would not make a brocha. There's a suffix in achronim, let's say you're drinking something now, because you don't want to be thirsty later. So now it's not letzomoy. Before tiny, he's drinking. Not letzomoy now. But it's for preventing tzomoy later. That's a discussion by itself. Now, the goin in Imre Noyam says, Igbig Yisoid, even though it's maybe not so mistavra, but he says, if a person has to be very careful when he drinks water, since you have to have dafka letzomoy, and if it's not letzomoy, then it's not considered you make a shakel. So likewise, you have to be careful that the ganze revius that you drink should be letzomoy for the bracha achrona. Because if part of the drinking, you're drinking a cup of water, if 98% of the revius was letzomoy, and the last 2%, I'm not letzomoy anymore, so you don't have a shear that requires a bracha achrona, a bracha lachrona. We'll see twice in a second. But like upon him, that's what he says, you have to be careful for the shear of letzomoy for the bracha achrona too. It could be not so mistaven, because when a person is thirsty, then in one shot, that whole revius is pashas letzomoy. But like upon him, in cheshbon, they're going to say, gavaldiga nafkamina lahalocha, you have to be careful when you drink water, that the ganze revius, unless you put something else in it, juice, or something else. Maybe seltzer is different too. It's already bubbles. But the point is, stam water, it needs a revius letzomai too. Now, Tosfos says over here, v'dafka mayim she'ein loy hano. This din is only by water. If you're doing orange juice when you're not thirsty, how do you make a bracha achroina afterwards? V'ashoyis mayim letzomai, we're talking about... one second, we're talking about shahakol right now, right? Bracha rishoyna. One second, the davka mayim shein lehano. Davka by mayim, you don't make a bracha rishoyna when there's no hano. Kiim lishtois mayim letzomoy. Kiim lishtois the davka mayim shein lehano. Kiim lishtois mayim letzomoy. V'hano dechankite umitza ein ze nechshav hano. Davka by mayim, there's no hano. Unless you drink it at somoy, and I know if chankase umtze is not considered hano, aval shar mashkim shel oil maguf nana. Other drinks, orange juice, your goof is always nana. Doesn't make a difference if it's chankate umtze. Even if you're drinking orange juice because chankate umtze, if you have time, obviously you have to worry about pekuch nefesh first. But be'etzem mitzad bracha, you would make a bracha. Becholin yom avarich va'afilu chankate umtze. Even if chankate umtze, can I mean le'el va'afak abdul refuah osi boy bruch. Like we said in the Gemara before, refuah needs a bracha too. So what does chankate umtze take away from the bracha that's required for orange juice? By water, it's not considered letzomai when it's chankase. But other drinks be'etzem arano. Zok Tosis, v'rav amrim pirish the dafka lefonov. This whole sugi is only going lefonov loy boy bruche when it's not letzomai. Aval la'achrof chayev by chankate umtze even by chankate. Chankate, or not letzomoy, which means chankate, not according to the goyin, or with the goyin, but chankate does not need a bracha, lefono, but la'achav it needs. The Rabbeinu Moshe argues on that. Pirish, the lohi, the hoil vein and nana, since you're not being nana, afilo la'achav loy boy bracha. So the Achayinim explained it, the Yisodis tikam achleikos over here in the two sheets in Tosis. The Rabbeinu Amram says that this din that you don't make a bracha lefono, but chankate umtze is only lefono, but la'achav you make. Rabbeinu Moshe says no, that if you don't make a hano beforehand, then there's no bracha afterwards either. What's the yisod of machloikas? Explain the achronim. Every time you make a bracha, there's a hano's groinoi and there's a hano's mayov. The hano that you have, the bracha lefonov is a hano's groinoi, and the hano's mayov is the bracha la'achrov. That's the answer before this man equal. So the machloikas, Rabbi Amram Ramosha, is that since you're lacking anoas groinoi, that's why you don't make a bracha beforehand. But it doesn't mean you don't make a bracha la'achrov. Just because I didn't drink latzomer, I didn't have any anoa, and it's chag to umet say, but I've had a la'achrov, I'm nana. So if I didn't make a bracha la'achrov, comes Rabbeinu Moshe and he says no. That if something came about forceful, and there was no anoa initially when you drank it, la'anoas groinoi, then there's no anoas me'ov either. There's no anoa in your stomach. Something that was forcefully taken because you were choking on a bone, or because you weren't latzomer. So then there's no anoas me'ov, and you don't make a bracha afterwards either. That's the aside machlokes of the machlokes. Let's finish the last gemara to the end of the perek. Zok the magab tafan on my burger and the first rabbis for chesroinon. Omalei rove barav chanon la baye v'amilon rav Yosef. Hilchas amai. What's the halacha? The tafan says you make a burger and the first before you eat food. What's the halacha? Omalei puk chazi my amadova. Geba kuk was the veld fiertzach. We make a shahakel before, and we make a burger and the first afterwards. We don't make a burger and the first before. We make a shahakel before and a burger and the first afterwards. Zokdashi he'ech noigin ukva nogul avach betchila shahakel v'lebsei burger and the first rabbis v'chesroinon al kol mashe bara. Not Boroso, Sheboro. And that's what the Bir Agro says the Gis is like a Sheboro, not like the Mogen Avrom that the Vel does Sheboroso. Hadon Aloch Ketzer Mevorchen, Hadon Aloch Ketzer Mevorchen, Hadon Aloch Ketzer Mevorchen.